More of Lake Effect Now. I'm Bonnie North. It's great to have your company. We're more than a month removed from the Wisconsin State Fair, but if you're feeling withdrawal pangs for the fair experience, there's good news for you. We're only a couple of weeks away from the Milwaukee County Fair, and it's right back at the fairgrounds in West Allis, well, at least in the Horticulture Building. You're saying you're not familiar with the Milwaukee County Fair? Stacy Tornio and Ken Keffer talked with Mitch Tyke about it, starting with just when it opens.
It's September 26th through the 29th, and it's one of those things where, you know, a few years back they started saying, hey, Milwaukee County kids and the general public, if they want to enter something into the fair, we don't really have a resource for them. There's county fairs all over the country, all over Wisconsin, and there's not a chance for kids and the public to have that same experience. So they started a county fair here, and it's really cool. I mean, it's a little weird that it's after the state fair, but it's still cool that we can have that experience.
And it's actually at the state fairgrounds, right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you can enter things. If you're familiar with county fairs, you kind of know how it works. There's the baked goods. Like, Ken is a baked goods guy. He used to enter baked goods in his county fair. I always used to enter vegetables. There's photography categories. And so there's something for everyone if you want to give it a try.
Well, and I think that's important in a place like Milwaukee County because this is not really a big livestock county.
Right, exactly. There's art that you can do. There's, again, the photography. There's just tons of different categories, the baking, drawing, mosaics. There's gardening. You can enter, you can put together a container and enter that. So it's just like endless categories that you can look at and give it a go.
I think, you know, at the county fair, you got to think beyond the livestock and get into a lot of crafty sorts of activities and stuff, as well as some of the baked goods. You know, I'll have to bring out my old peanut butter cookie recipe and see if I can get another ribbon.
What was your ribbon the first time?
I got a blue ribbon at state. Thank
Ooh,
you very much.
Really?
Nice.
Indeed, yeah. It was also the Wyoming State Fair, so not quite as popular categories. I wouldn't put my peanut butter cookies up just against it.
You would think that jerky would be a more
right.
competitive category out there. So we all, you know, we generally think of the 4-H Club as being a big driver for county fairs and state fairs as well. How does the 4-H Club figure into the Milwaukee County Fair?
So they do have this. They call it Junior Fair, and that's for 4-H, FFA, and then some organizations, other youth-based organizations. But if you're a part of that, you know that you're part of that. So, like, beyond that, like, if your kid is not involved in that, any kid 8 and up, and there's kid categories and there are adult categories, can enter in the open division. And so as long as they're 8 and up, that's it. And the fees are relatively small. I think it's under – you can enter up to 8 items, I think, for less than $10. I'm not entirely sure, but it's not a lot just to give it a try.
And the rules are all in one central repository?
Yeah. You know, you just have to check out. It's through the Extension office. So you go check out that webpage. They have the booklet for the open categories that explains in detail all the different categories. You know, within the photography subheading, there's different types of photography. So, you know, you need a picture and be like, all right, this is a landscape shot. All of that spelled out there in a little booklet you can just download off the internet.
Aside from the entry fee, what's at stake? Fame and fortune?
Indeed.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of prize money. So blue ribbons, I think, like a few bucks, not much. But my son entered a lot of things last year. And those ribbons, it's that excitement of, like, on fair day, whenever you go to see the ribbons on your work is so exciting for a kid. And he displayed every single one of those ribbons in his room just because it was such a proud moment.
Yeah, and another thing to keep in mind is a lot of these things make great gifts, you know? So if you're a grandparent and you get the prize-winning picture or this hand-stitched pillowcase from your grandson or daughter, that is going to be a possession that gets passed on from generation to generation. So, yeah, there's a lot at stake.
Well, it is definitely something to look forward to, as is your baked goods recipes.
Right.
So we will be anxiously awaiting the Milwaukee County Fair. Ken, Stacy, thanks again.
Looking forward to it.
Stacy Tornio and Ken Keffer are the authors of the Kids Outdoor Adventure Book, 448 Great Things to Do in Nature Before You Grow Up. They're also Lake Effect's Outdoor Adventure contributors. You'll find a link to more about the Milwaukee County Fair at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. We'll be hearing a lot of in-studio performances on Lake Effect this week. Well, coming up right after the next break is the fast-rising English folk rock band The Dunwells with three songs off their newest release, Blindsighted Faith. Stick around. Lake Effect will be right back.